James Cook is expected to practice today. I'll start there. We signed Trey Herndon and released Matt Sokol. Appreciate everything Matt did. Really good person, player as well. Again, the reminder of the business here, business side of things. From an injury report standpoint, we've got Sed Van Pran, Max, Alec Anderson, Khalil, Curtis Samuel, Shaq Thompson, Tyler Bass, Tylan Grable, all will miss practice today in full. And then Derek Forrest will do special teams and individual, and then we'll see from there what he can do. Same with Daquan Hardy, special teams and individual. He will not have contact today, dealing with a shoulder. Derek Forrest dealing with an ankle. Limited will be Cole, Taylor Rapp, and Caden Prather. I think that should cover most of them. Time's yours.
To clarify on James, have you had, like, when you say expected, have you had conversations with him that lead you to think he's practicing today? Like, has anything changed?
I would say so. I would say so that things have changed, Elena, with... and yes, we've had conversations with James, good conversations, as I've mentioned before, and the information that that we're getting is that he is moving in the direction of practicing today. So, you know, we'll see in a few minutes here, but that's the information we've gotten. So.
Is that from James himself, just to clarify that?
I don't think it's necessary to get into the weeds on it. But, the most important thing is that he is expected to practice, and I'm rather confident that that's going to happen.
Sean, with Cole returning today on a limited basis, you spoke a little bit last week about the challenge of not having Taylor and Cole out there a lot together. Where do you assess that, you know, that position? Because time on task for those two guys is pretty important.
Yeah, it's huge, Jay. It really is. I mean, to be a good defense, you've got to have, you know, that component of good safety play, and not anything against the guys who have been out there. You know, I think they've been playing well, quite honestly, DeMar and the other guys that have been back there. And let's not forget DeMar, you know, played quite extensively last year for us, so we have a lot of confidence in him. That said, you know, when we're just focusing in on Taylor and Cole, you know, that continuity together is important. Cole's been out there. T-Rap's been out there quite a bit. Just over the last week he hasn't or so. But Cole's the one who's missed quite a bit of time, again, just like last year. So, you know, it remains to be seen what he's truly able to do and do for us. And, you know, that's a big position for us, right? So, and then like I mentioned, you know, numerous times over, the continuity between the two of them and pairing up, you know, kind of like the Batman and Robin piece, like it's just experiencing things together. How did you see it? How did I see it? Being in the film room together, it's huge. And we're getting short on time.
With in regards to Cole in particular, you referenced it there. How tough is that as a coaching staff when you've made an investment in a player and you want to see, but you haven't really been able to tell with the injuries?
Yeah, you get a little bit, you know, there is some level of frustration. You know, but it's not the first time, right? You always deal with, you know, things this time of year or through the course of a season, and you adjust. That's what we as coaches do, and you know, you can only control what you can control. And in some ways, same for the player. You know, it's not like Cole's not wanting to be out there or not trying to be out there or he wants to be injured. That's not it at all. He's the exact opposite of that. That said, you know, there is a piece of this that, hey, we don't know because we haven't seen enough at this point. So it's a little bit of a question mark right now in terms of the position overall, but it is an important position for a defense.
Well, Sean, you had such a unique thing with Mike and Jordan, and I know that's in the past, but is it not specifically to these players or the injuries, but has it had to make you change the way you look at the position for your team just because you had that experience? They were out there, it seems like, all the time, and between injuries and youth, it's different now than it was then. Do you look at the position itself from your total defense differently than you
Yeah, before? Not necessarily, Mike. I think the biggest thing is you cannot lower your standards, right? And it is such an important position to a defense. I mean, years ago, coaching Brian Dawkins, we had Mike Lewis next to him, we had Tim Houck next to him, we had Blaine Bishop next to him. And, you know, that pairing up is critical, probably more than any position on the field, offensively, defensively. And I think the important piece is that we don't lower our standards. If we want to be a good defense, you got to have two safeties that can play football for you.
What did you think about Michael Boyd, what he showed you on his snap Saturday, and what have you learned about him since camp started?
Yeah, I like him. You know, we talk about being a smart football team on defense, in particular in this case, and he is smart. He's tough. He can set a tone for us. And so he's been a really good addition. We've had our eyes on him for, you know, a few years. And to get him here now, it's you know, what you see on tape, you really never know until you get a player here, and free agency is always a little bit some unknown, because you just don't know, you know, coming from a different locker room, culture, what have you. But I think he's going to be able to help us. And, you know, unfortunately, he'll be gone for the first six. So we've got to manage that, as you guys know.
Sean, I'm Tyler. Where is he right now, Tyler Bass? And how do you balance not being able to have that operation take place here in the middle of, you know, training camp just a couple weeks away?
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, similar to the safety position. some level of we got to get going, and Tyler knows that. You know, we've talked. I know Coach Tabes and Tyler have talked. You know, we got to get going, and he'll be out there today a little bit. We're trying to get him going. He's going to be out there in like limited fashion ish. What he's going to do is, yeah, he's on a program, and it's, you know, crawl, walk, run, for lack of a better way of saying it. And then, you know, the other kicker will be out there too for us. So that'll help us actually be able to get some things done from an operation standpoint, you know, working on some things. You know, it's, you know, we're getting closer, like for all these guys who have been out, you know, a significant amount of time, we're getting closer and closer to the start of the season. And, you know, no one's going to feel sorry for us. So we got to get ready to go. So time's running out.
Hey, Sean, with Grable and Seth both sidelined, you're getting to look at some other guys. Can you give us your thoughts on what you thought of Chase Blunt? You played him at some tackle, some guard. It's a guy that, you know, you drafted, and you need to find a swing offensive line.
Yeah, I thought he did some good things, and I would, you know, if Chrome was sitting here, Joe, they'd echo the same. You know, to be able to play two positions, I think so shows some level of flexibility. For all these guys that played their first game, it was their first game, right? I'm sure you guys remember the first story you ever wrote, right? And where you are now, what an adjustment. And so it's no different for me, like first game you ever coached compared to now. And it's for our veteran players even. You know, you go through your first preseason game and you're like, okay, I'm back in the saddle again, and it doesn't always go exactly the way you would hope. But the adjustment from game one to game two for these players, young players, older players alike, is important. And this week here is a big week for us. You know, from practice the next couple of days, two hard practices that we have drawn up, and then obviously traveling to Chicago and practicing against them, and then playing on Sunday night.
Is there any timeline on Maxwell Harrison in terms of like when he can start kind of ramped up again?
Yeah, I don't have any true updates other than he is, you know, off the crutches and starting to move around a little bit more and starting to move around now, walk through for the first time. So, you know, it's a little bit like Cole's situation last year. When you get injured, unfortunately, as a young player, you're missing a ton of fill in the blank reps, experience, technique work, fundamentals, all those things. And so, you know, there's going to be a lot of work to get done here as he continues to get going from a ramp-up standpoint.
Sean, how about Chris Samuel? You know, we saw him in pregame warm-ups on Saturday before the game, but then you just mentioned that he won't practice. Is he relatively close?
We're getting close. Yeah, we're getting close. And I would say, you know, with some, there's progress in all these names that I read off. You know, it's just sometimes small progress, you know, or we'll get, hey, we think we're making progress. And then all of a sudden it's, well, we tried to run him, not Curtis in this case, but we tried to run him and he could only get to 75% before he felt pain, so we got to back him off. And so that's some of the, you know, the trainers are doing a good job. They're trying to push it and then they feel the pain, so we got to come down a little bit, you know. So it's kind of the ebb and flow of returning a player to play, just trying to do it smart. You know, because big picture wise, you never want to get a player out there too early and then they re-injure and now you got a bigger problem on your hands. So like in Cole's situation or in this case Curtis's, he's, you know, we've been waiting some time and we want to continue to be smart, although, you know, it is, I'm getting anxious to get them both back and get them out there. So
with John, with Harrison, is there any thought to starting
with who again? We have not had those specific conversations. Due to the timeline, there may be a conversation that needs to be had at some point. Right now, we have not visited that.
With the joint practice coming up at the end of the week, is there a couple of things that you guys go into that looking for specifically from your team?
Well, I think it's really good, Josh, for love being back in this room. Love it.
The AC kicks on it.
Yeah. Yeah, and some other things that go on in this room. But, yeah, so one of the things I think is really good about the joint practice experience is, you know, our young players, but same with anyone on our roster, you get a chance to get into a intense, highly competitive environment. It's not a game, but it's about as close to a game as you could get. And so that experience is invaluable, right? And seeing how our players, you know, that'll be the first look for us to see, okay, here's, you know, I think someone mentioned Chase, right? Here's Chase in game one. How does he look in Friday's practice against the Bears? And then how does he look in the game? I mean, that's two periods of time where we're going to hopefully see growth and him kind of getting more comfortable. Not that in the first year you ever get too comfortable, but it's growth and development opportunities and getting these guys to like, oh, this is what it is. They have the skill. It's, can they make that adjustment? When you have the skill, it's really about how much experience can we get them in a short amount of time.
Sean, the joint practices are new, but it seems like they're more consistent happening. Is the league getting better at getting what you want out of them, making them more efficient?
Well, you know, I've heard some things. It's a hard answer for me to say holistically how it's affecting the league. For us, I feel like it's been very valuable the years that we've been able to do it. I heard some things, you know, about some of the joint practices that have gone on, and I think that's where it spills over into some stuff that you really don't, you know, some excess you really don't want. But our goal when we practice together with a team is to make our team better. With another environment like I already talked about. The other stuff that goes on, I think, is what the league's trying to get rid of, and honestly, it's a waste of time.
Sean, what did you see from Cam Lewis and the role you gave him in the game?
Cam Lewis, yeah, I mean, you know, Cam's an important piece for us. He plays a lot of different positions, wears a lot of different hats, you know, played safety primarily for us in the game the other day. And again, I think, like, when Cam's lived the tough football life because of not only his journey, which has been awesome to watch unfold, but also when you're playing and expected to play more than one position, it takes time to, okay, where do you want me to play this week? You know, and then within the middle of a game, he's, boom, you're over here. It's kind of like, I guess, in some way, like the life of a backup quarterback. You don't get all the snaps, but you're expected to perform when your number's called. So that's not easy, but he does. He's figured out how to really kind of carve out a role for himself in that regard.
Sean, I know it's early in the week, but will Josh, for the starters, play in Sunday night's game?
We'll see. I'm not there yet on it. I just want to, we got a big practice today to get through, and then tomorrow, and then as a staff, we'll talk about it some more at that point in time.
You talked about Taylor Rapp and Cole Bishop missing out on some of those important snaps, but in your linebacking unit, you've got Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano, who've had some valuable time together. I think they only played less than 10 games together when Matt Milano was healthy.
Yeah.
How valuable has it been to see them on the field throughout the entire, almost entire training?
Yeah, it's important. I mean, TB's though missed, I don't know, a week or plus, you know, so, and then Matt missed some time last year. So again, continuity, consistency, experience together, we could use it and we need it. If, you know, we want to be a good defense and play good football overall as a team, you got to have that. That availability piece is real because it breeds trust more than anything, and that's an important piece for us.
Hey, Sean, along the same lines as Cam Lewis, are you getting any closer to establishing a home base position with Jordan Hancock?
Yeah. The answer is no, but it's no in a good way. No from the standpoint of he has shown that, and the reason why we drafted him, you know, that flexibility, he has shown that since he's gotten here. A lot of work to do, right? So thought he did some good things in the game and then the week leading up to the game as well prior to the game. But right now it's a new week, and he is going to be tasked with balancing more than one position, and that'll be his role, at least as it stands right now, and that's a challenge, right? So he looks at this point to have the football acumen to be able to balance it. We'll see as we move forward here.
Sean, one more clarifying question on James. Is his situation still kind of day-to-day, or is it a little bit over?
Too early to go there. Right now, I'm just focused on what's right in front of us, which is the practice, which would be a step for us here, which is what we're focused on right now.